First Mishnah of Maseches Chala, as we saw before, is also a type of rachis. It's from the rachis Harisai Sechem. When a person makes a dough, that is the time he becomes chayav in the chala. At the rice, it's only in the chala. A pulled in Eretz Yisrael, which are bonded in the chutzlars. And the ikud of chala is that one gives it to the kohen. We will see all the halachas in the course of this Maseches. The first Mishnah is discussing what species of grain a chayiv in chal. So basically the species that make the chamisha minei dogim, the types of grains one makes bread out of, because chamisha sechem is a dough of bread. Chamisha dogim chayiv in chal, chitin, sa'orim, wheat and barley, the kusmin, and a spelt, and shibol shul is generally accepted to be oats. There are those that say mean something else, but so that's a generally accepted translation of shibol shul. The shipon is rye. Harei elu chayovim v'chala. All these are chayovim v'chala. It stops them that if you make a dough that's partly of this one and partly of the other one and has a full share, we'll learn later on that that shear is comprised, that amount of dough is comprised of these different types of grains is good enough. Assume the chodesh may petah. All these five grains also have another halacha that if a grain started growing after the Pesach, it is also till the second day of the next Pesach. That's called chodesh. Chodesh, as we know, is also in the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutzlaz, there's a whole discussion about it. In many places there were Mekel, because it was very hard to find produce that was not Chodesh. Recently there's been Hazayrus and Chutzlaz of people being mapped on Chodesh. But in Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that it's also Mekel and Din. There's no coolers of Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Produce that was exported from Chutzlaz into Eretz Yisrael, since from Chutzlaz has the status of Chodesh and Chutzlaz, which is more room to be lenient, we try to avoid that since Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael have no shortage of non-Chodesh product over here. And also, in Milikso, with Ney Oimer, you're not allowed to, the time that had the Korban Oimer, you wouldn't be allowed to pick the new barley till you picked the barley for the Korban Oimer. In Hishrishu, Koydan Oimer, if the plant, even if the grain did not fully grow, it took root before you brought the Oimer Matirim, then the Oimer will make it permitted, won't be chodesh. So if you planted something 2 weeks before Pesach, by the time the Oimer comes, it already took root, and therefore even a little bit less than 2 weeks, and therefore even though that produce will grow a few months later, but that won't be considered chodesh because the plant started growing at the time of the Oimer, the Oimer permitted it, it's considered yoshin. But if you just put it into the ground the day before and it didn't take root yet, then we treat it as if you had some grain right now, and what starts growing is considered something that started growing after the Oimer, which is considered Chodesh till the next Oimer.